Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Said, you know, there's a place called Rock Bottom and a place called, I think he called it Cliff High. And he said, you know, Rock Bottom is when a person loses everything. You've heard that before, right? They done hit Rock Bottom. Nothing. And you know, all the demonic oppression and stuff. But he said, there's a place called Cliff High where you got everything. Everything you want, could think about wanting. You can get it. And he said, it's just like rock bottom.
Amen. Amen.
He said, you begin to realize
Amen.
None of this stuff satisfies you.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible already spoke about that. What shall a man profit though he gain the whole world and lose his soul? See, the only true fulfillment is found in covenant. See, this is why some folk are just church goers. They go to church, they're saved, but they know life is still mixed with some hell on earth. Now, I know we all go through stuff. You understand? But you know what I'm talking about, who I'm talking to. Because there's unusual, some demonic stuff that be happening. That shouldn't be happening. But it's happening because you've forsaken the covenant. Whenever Israel would deny God and fall into sin, other nations would come in. Wicked nations. And destroy and bring them into slavery and bondage. And that's Deuteronomy 28. Hey, that's another message. Read Deuteronomy 28. The blessings of obedience and the curses of disobedience. It defines a people. It describes a people. But it's covenant. I'm not talking about bondage. Because whom the Son sets free is free. Don't let the devil fool you. Don't let the natural mind or reasoning, you know, stop you. You know, it's like a runner. People that run, or the few of you that run. I had to throw that in there. You know, your runners, if anybody like ran in high school or college or something like that, you know, I know we were demanded in basketball to run cross country. Cross country. I come to play basketball. Running through puddles and up hills and through the woods and all that. But what you learn if you truly engage it is that you hit walls when you run. Come on, when you're really getting into like running shape, you hit walls. And when you hit the wall, you want to stop.
Yes, sir.
Everything in you is saying, this is it, this is it, shut down. You're going to have a heart attack. But if you press through it, you hit what they call the runner's high. Come on, you hit a runner's high. After that, it's like, whoa. It's like a whole new you that got in there and you reached another level. See, that's how it is in the spirit realm as well.
Amen. Amen.
The enemy wants you to just hit that wall. Because you're afraid of really giving everything to God. But see, if you give everything, it'll seem like for a little while. I said it'll seem like. But see, you're just giving God time to set you up. He's just preparing you for what he's prepared for you on the other side of that wall. That's all it is. Tell somebody, don't be afraid of the runner's high. ancient covenants were sealed with blood that had to do with life. A life was pledged, an agreement was irreversible. In Genesis 15, 18, let's look at that verse quickly. Genesis 15, 18. Genesis 15, 18. In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. All right? Is he okay? Let's read that verse again. In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river Euphrates. God made a covenant with Abram. God made a covenant with Abram. Are we okay? I can't see because of these lights up here. But anyway, the Lord made a covenant. Animals were cut, and God sealed the covenant. Right? Animals were cut. In other words, it cost blood. The life is in the blood. Now, y'all focus again, over. I feel you. Y'all focus. Everything's all right. God is in control of this. Amen. Everything's all right. Okay, the life is in the blood. You know, let me shift gears here for a moment. Nimrod was the first attempt at legal or human government, aside from covenant with God. Nimrod, we read in Genesis 11, 10, he was a mighty man. Right? Now, the King James, they use words that don't really give it the Hebraic meaning. Now, if you read in the book of Jasher talks about something, why Nimrod became a mighty man in the earth. I like to challenge you to study, right? Y'all know that already, right? And if I'm telling you something, you can find it somewhere. It's somewhere you can find it, but you have to study. I'm not going to all the time tell you where. You have to search. You have to prayerfully search. But Nimrod was said to have received the skins that Adam and Eve were given when God clothed them. Are you following me? And it went down through a certain line where Nimrod, the son of Cush, he gave Nimrod, they had hidden those skins, and they gave him Nimrod. So it empowered him. But he began to establish a government, a human government, aside from covenant with God, aside from submission to God, aside from intimacy with God. And he started a human government. Okay, that's where we get politics. That's where we get civilization. You know, it was a line of Cain. I want to throw you another curveball here. Some ancient writings have that Noah had more than three sons on the ark. He had a fourth son. It's ancient writings. This is, you can find this. I ain't going to tell you where you can find it. You have to search, but it's in another Bible. A well-known preserved Bible. You can find it in there. They had another. Now, it starts to make sense. And I'm throwing this out for you. Because it says that one of Noah's sons, the King James calls him a grandson, was cursed. right? Because he went in and uncovered Noah's nakedness. Read in the book of Leviticus. What does that mean to uncover someone's nakedness? It's not to look at them after they get out of the shower. That meant that someone went in under Noah's wife and lay with her. That's what it meant. That's what it meant in Leviticus, to uncover someone's nakedness. Read it yourself. And now it kind of sets some dots together. It begins to connect the dots. Because it says the fruit of that was cursed. Yes. Now, another thing I want you to just think about, and I'm on a rabbit trail here, but Noah's wife, we only hear her name mentioned once. Even when they get on the ark, it says Noah's wife. It doesn't even say her name. Now Abraham, there was Sarah. Isaac, Rebecca. You know, all down in the name of the wives. I know the men were, you know, the patriarch, but they named one. But it just says Noah's wife. Like Lot, like Job's wife. Come on, we're digging at something here, all right? Why is that? Could it be that, you know, when they talk about the Nephilim in chapter 6 of Genesis, the giants, and it says they were there, but they were on the other side of the flood too. Somebody had to carry that DNA.
It's back.
My cup done already began to run over. Now it's in my saucer, and now it's splashing all over the place because God is doing a work.
The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference is on its way. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd. Put it on your calendar.
It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, and it is on the inside of me.
If you were blessed at last year's conference, you know the move of God we experienced. And if you missed last year's women's conference, you can't afford to miss it this time.
I'm talking about glory, y'all. Glory.
Come see what God has in store for you this year. Save the date. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd. The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference is on its way. This is sure to be a move of God you don't want to miss.
I need somebody that will believe that.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In the Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.